This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Knicks right now, we're talking about Lauri Markkanen articles. We're talking about, are the Knicks going to trade their picks? Definitely. And then other articles coming out saying, no, Knicks are probably not going to trade all of their picks. They're going to keep one pick. Then everybody's rushing to the draft boards. Well, who are they going to pick? Kel Ware, maybe Ryan Dunn. What's the pick? What pick is it going to be? That's basically the question right now. Well, we're going to break down a lot of those questions, but right now, one of the main things coming out is the Knicks and their dream targets. Their most realistic targets coming out right now. Who are they? And better than that, who can help announce who those particular players are? Well, if you're looking for that, Bleacher Report, they help break down all of the dream targets for the Knicks this offseason, but they go in a little bit deeper. They help us understand the most realistic opportunity targets as well, too. So we're going to break down all of that and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, and shout out to the live chat. Let's get started. The Knicks' dream targets, per Bleacher Report, have been revealed. And I'm so happy to talk about all of these targets with you guys today. Before I do that, I got to bless the chat gang for a little bit. So excuse me as I go do that. I see my guy CO in there. What's going on? He says, forget you and your Knicks. I guess he's not a Knicks fan. He's probably a fan from a different team. So shout out to you. I don't know why you're part of the live stream, but hey, I'm not going to turn anybody away. Appreciate you. We got my guy over here. I think that's GT. GT says, block this clown. You know what? Let him stay. If he wants to stay and comment, I'm okay with that. We'll let him go for a little bit, but if he gets out of place, we'll definitely go ahead and hit that block button. And then we also got Edward in here. Yeah, a lot of people are going after CO here. Listen, it is a Knicks environment here. So obviously, if you're a Knicks fan, you're welcome. If you're a fan of any NBA team, you're really welcome here. But if you're going to hate in the comments, that's probably not a good look for you. So just letting you know that right off the bat. But you know what? Let's go into the real talk about points here today, because really what we want to talk about today is the most realistic targets for the Knicks. And that's honestly what we're going to go ahead and do here today, because Bleacher Report broke it down for us. If we take a look here, they gave us the dream and realistic offseason targets for every NBA team. And honestly, they did that for the New York Knicks as well. Now, something we have to consider here, something that we just need to understand, potential spending power here for the Knicks. They have a non-taxpayer mid-level exception of $12.9 million. So that's their spending power for this season. Not saying that they can't make other moves. If they make other moves and free up cap space, obviously they'll have a lot more money to utilize to try to make some moves this offseason to see what they're going to do with the potential targets that are going to be available. And one thing we have to mention here is we don't know the full list of disgruntled stars yet. We don't have any idea, really, of how many players are going to want to leave their current franchise. And I think that's what Leon Rose and this Knicks front office is waiting to see. Before that, let's go into the real topics here. Who are the dream targets? Because that's what everybody has been asking me. Per Bleacher Report, who are the dream targets for the Knicks to go after? Well, if you're asking for those questions, we have the answers. Shout out to Bleacher Report for giving us the following information here. So according to them, they are stating here, the dream targets for the Knicks, Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Paul George. I don't know why he keeps making these lists. Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, or Donovan Mitchell. And according to them, New York is in a position to get hyper-aggressive this offseason. Again, this is from Bleacher Report. Jalen Brunson is on a below-market value contract. Bojan Bogdanovic is on an expiring deal. and the Knicks have tons of draft capital. They might as well call around, even if some of the stars listed above aren't even on the trading block right now. You see, I'm happy they said that. I'm happy they ended that quote by mentioning that some of the dream targets aren't even really targets right now because we don't know if they're going to be available. So let's point that out first. A lot of the targets on there, the Giannis Antetokounmpos, the Joel Embiids, we have no idea if they're going to leave their franchise. With Joel Embiid, it's always a question mark with him and Philadelphia. And honestly, before I give my take on Joel Embiid and Bleacher Report listing him, I want to hear from you guys in the chat. Chat gang, salute to you guys, but I want to hear from you. Joel Embiid, do you want to see Joel Embiid on the Knicks? And if you do, what's your reasoning? If you don't want to see him, what's your reasoning for that as well too? I want to hear from you guys and then give you my take on it. Because I got to say, my take is probably going to go against what some of you guys are probably expecting here. Because in the past, I've been very pro Embiid. I've loved Joel Embiid because I like his fit. And also, superstar, MVP level player. There's so many good things to say about Joel Embiid. So we want to put that in perspective as well. But let's first get to the actual chat here because I see people are going off. So let's see. Salute to the, well, we got GT saying salute to Troy. Appreciate you, my guy. Let's see here. Otis says, I'm a Knicks fan. Shout out to you. Edward said, this is all about the Knicks. Go New York, go New York. Let's go, baby. David says, let's go Knicks all day, every day. Can't say I'm arguing with that. James says, use it on D'Anthony Melton. We're going to get to him because actually, D'Anthony Melton is a player that Bleacher Report wants the Knicks to go after as a dream target. But in my opinion, what they're calling a realistic dream target. We're going to get to that because for me, that doesn't make any sense. But let's go back here to the chap gang over here. Well, James, I guess, is a Nets fan. He's in here saying, stop star chasing. Listen, I don't know why, but today the chat is full of Knicks fans. And then we have some other fans from other fan bases joining the crew here. I think CQ was a Pacers fan. James, it's a Nets fan. And listen, I can't blame the Nets fans right now. I understand you have a little bit of hate for me. I've been dropping a lot of Mikal Bridges videos, and I'm sure that's not making you guys happy. I apologize, kind of, but not kind of, because that's what the reports are right now. So you can't blame me for creating that content. But let's go ahead. Let's keep it going here. David says, we at least have to make calls. I remember back in the day when the Nets traded for Deron Williams, no one knew he was available. You see, that's a great point there by David. How do you know somebody's available if you're not going to go after them, if you're not going to pick up the phone and call? So I agree with that. I think if you understand certain stars are going to be available, you're going to go after those stars. You're going to target those stars. And yes, you're going to see what the cost is. And I think Joel Embiid, I think that's a perfect place for us to start. So Joel Embiid, a couple of seasons ago, maybe even last season, you could talk about it to the fact that Joel was the number one target on the Knicks list. You guys remember Leon Rose and World Wide West. Where did they go that offseason? To Joel Embiid's wedding? And according to multiple NBA insiders at that point in time, I'm not saying they were tampering, but they at least had discussions about, hey, what if you came to New York? Maybe it would look better for you in New York. Maybe we have better pieces for you in New York. And maybe you can make the argument even better now that the Knicks eliminating the Sixers, you can go back to Joel and say, hey, I told you, you should have joined us. We just eliminated you and we barely had a roster. If we could do that without a roster, fully healthy, what do you think we're doing to you? Do you want to join what's coming or do you want to face the impact? I think that's what Joel Embiid is going to have to ask himself, but that's all dependent on if he's going to be available and even if the Knicks want him. And personally speaking, my opinion on the matter, I don't want Joel Embiid anymore. And here's why. Joel Embiid, what this man did in the playoffs, have we all forgotten? Am I the only one that remembers his dirty plays, grabbing Mitchell Robinson's ankle while he's in the air? This man is airborne and he's getting grabbed by Joel Embiid. He's a big man himself. He knows better and still grabbed this man out of the air. If that's not a dirty play, I don't know what is. This man is running to Jalen Brunson, act like it's nothing, and then puts his arm up and tries to shove JB down into his neck. not dirty. Maybe I wanted Joel Embiid at a certain point in time before, a long time ago, maybe a season ago. But you know what? I'm allowed to update my take, right? I can change things, can I not? And after everything that I saw with Joel Embiid and what he's done as a player in the games that matter the most, whatever you want to say about, oh, he played through injury, he did that. He played through injury and gave you that performance. I don't want that guy on this team. Toxic. Bad. That's not good for culture. That's not good for what you're building. And this season taught me something more than anything else. He is injury prone. He cannot show up during the games that matter. The Knicks just eliminated him. And he had Tyrese Halliburton, a fully healthy Tyrese Halliburton. That team had more talent and was healthier than us going into that season. Excuse me, going into that series. And what happened? What happened? We still beat them. So, question, is Joel Embiid a trade target? I guess to Bleacher Report, he is. But to me, to most New York Knicks fans, he's not. He's not a dream target. Not at all. Not anymore. He lost that when he grabbed Mitchell Robinson's ankle. That's when it all went away. He did that. Poof. Gone. You're not on the list anymore. You're blacklisted. You're gone. Burn notice. That's it. I don't want that type of player on this team. I understand his skill set. I understand what he can do for this team when healthy. But the when healthy aspect starts getting less and less each and every season. I'm good on Joel. But if you guys want Joel, let me know in the chat gang real quick, because I would love to hear from you guys. Before we go to the next dream target, I'm just going to go hit up the chat gang again, see what you guys have to say. Let's go here. Well, definitely, we have James still in the chat, and he is getting roasted by the Knicks fans. A little warning for you guys if you're from other teams and you're just wandering into the chat. Be a little careful. There's a lot of Knicks fans in there, and you know how we get in New York, right? What's the word back in my day when I was growing up? They called it gully. We're a little gully. The Knicks this season, with that hustle, little gully. James, listen, brother. Might want to relax a little bit. These Knicks fans are going to smoke you. I understand you're a Nets fan. You want to battle for the boroughs, but you're battling by yourself. Ain't nobody with you. Let's keep it going here. Otis says, we don't need him. I agree with that, my brother. I definitely do. Ali says, Embiid too risky health-wise. That's my point, bro. Why are we going to go after Embiid when if we go after him, we have a question mark with each and everything that we do moving forward? How do you build around the question mark? How do you do that? You can't. I don't know how the Sixers are even being able to do it. This doesn't make sense. James says, Embiid is better than any Knicks player ever. You guys cook them. You guys cook them. Let's see here. We got Levi. Tyus Jones for the mid-level or Chris Paul? Oof. Ooh. Oh, we getting there? Are we at that level right now? Talking Chris Paul? He's not even on the list. Bleacher Report didn't even add Chris Paul. I'm going to stay away from that one for a second. Maybe we'll circle back. One more comment, then we go to Giannis. Let's see here. Jason, this is, I guess it's to the Nets fan. Jason says, Nets fan have to be content creators. James Lee, go find a new hobby. Oh, my goodness. And then iRise says, Nets have no chat home. And then Drip says, leave Embiid in Philly. I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate your comments, and I agree with all of them. Embiid showed his true colors. I'm good on that. Sounds like most of you guys are good on that. Embiid can stay his ass in Philadelphia. We don't need him. But this next guy, this next one that they put on the list, my guy Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah. If Giannis is the player involved, if Giannis is the guy on the list, out of all of these players, these are all the dream candidates according to Bleacher Report. Joel, Giannis, Paul George, Donovan Mitchell, Mikal Bridges, and obviously Devin Booker. But with Giannis, that's just another level. We don't have a player on this team that is a Giannis-level player. That's a legit superstar. You want to talk superstar? You want to talk about what a superstar player looks like, what his work ethic is, what he's supposed to be? That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's him. You can also maybe add Joker to that list in terms of talent and skill set. But for me, Giannis is overall, because the work ethic, what he does in the offseason, how he tries to improve his game, his leadership, the fact that he pushes his team forward. He doesn't care if he's the best player on your team. He just wants to win. That's the player that you need. That's the superstar that you need. He sounds a lot like Jalen Brunson, doesn't he? I wonder how that would look. Talk about pick and rolls that are unstoppable. What would Jalen and Giannis look like?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What would that tandem duo look like? It would be ridiculous. How do you stop that? You wouldn't be able to stop that. And according to Brian Windhorst of ESPN, this is not all hot air here, because apparently all of the NBA teams right now, including the Knicks, shocker, I know, right, are watching Milwaukee, watching that Giannis situation. Now, why would they be watching that situation? Maybe because they have no idea what their next move is going to be. Everybody assumes that they're going to run it back. But does run it back mean that Giannis is okay with that? Is your superstar okay with running it back? Because running it back means you're basically maybe fighting for 3 seed, 4 seed, if you're fully healthy, if that happens. So what are we talking about here? Are we really talking about running it back? Is that what we're talking about for Milwaukee? They have to make changes. They have to make upgrades. Now, do I think they're going to trade Giannis? No, I don't think they're going to trade Giannis. He's not going to be available. The Bucks would trade everyone else. They would probably trade Dame before they traded Giannis. Giannis is going to be the last pillar that falls. But if they want to make sure they have a lot of assets for the future, obviously you have to trade the players with the most value. That's going to be Dame. That's going to be Chris Middleton to an extent. That's going to be Giannis Antetokounmpo. And if Giannis is available, Leon Rose is picking up the phone. Oh, yeah. He's available. What do you want? What do you want for him? I will give you everything in my cupboard. Everything. If he's available, I'm clearing it all out. All of it. And that's what we're talking about here. That's the level of player that Giannis is. And when we're talking about players that you're comfortable with trading Julius Randle for, these are the guys you have to start talking about. I don't care. Don't tell me Mikal Bridges and a couple of picks, and then we can get, trade Julius Randle a couple of picks, and then we get Mikal Bridges. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me to go after a couple of role players and then trade Julius Randle and get a couple of picks in the process. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that's the trade you want me to make. Giannis, if Giannis is on the board, that's the trade to make. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's a superstar. He fits everywhere. He fits everything. He does everything you want in a superstar. There's no question. If he's available, the Knicks are throwing everything to get Giannis, as they should, because he's the player you do that for. He's the player you trade Randle for. But Randle doesn't move unless you're getting a player like Giannis. Let me give that to you again, because maybe you didn't hear me in the back. Giannis is the player you trade Randle for. Apart from that, if they're not at his level, don't talk to me about Randle trades no more. Don't talk to me about, oh yeah, Randle can go for Mikal Bridges. No, he can't. No, he can't. Newsflash. Randle is better. Why are we doing this? What? It's like sometimes in the offseason, some of us, not all of us, certainly not the Knicks fans in this chat, but some people, you know who you are, they lose their sense of reason. They just lose all logic. Don't understand it. Let's go to the chat and see what you guys have to say about Giannis potentially coming to the Knicks. Because, you know, I got to hear from you guys as well, too. Can't just keep screaming my head off all day by myself over here. Might get some noise complaints soon. Let's keep it going here. James is still in here getting roasted. My goodness. James. My goodness, James. You just got to stop. You're just not going to stop swinging, I guess. All right, James. Listen, I hear you, buddy. Let's keep it going here. Let's see here. So Levi says, yes, get him. Absolutely. JM says, yep. A plus for Giannis coming from iRise. Otis says, yes. Let's keep it going here. Otis says, we need Giannis. iRise says, superstar Giannis or mid-booker for me, because we're being held back on the Mikal Bridges thing. You know what? You're not wrong. Sean Marks, he's holding Mikal Bridges hostage. Okay? Let's call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. He's holding him hostage. You think the Squidward thing is all fun and games, right? You think it's comedy. It's true. That's legitimate, okay? That's what's happening right now. He's watching all of his homies have so much fun with the Knicks, and he can't do nothing, trapped, because they want to, quote-unquote, build around him. Build around Mikal Bridges. Build around James. James, are you still in the chat, James? James, explain that. Explain why your franchise wants to build around Mikal. I'll never know. Let's keep it going, though. I want to keep it about Giannis for right now. Let's see. John says, I don't think we need a star. We need a piece or two, like Bruce Brown, Kelly Oubre, D'Anthony Melton. You see, I can understand that because, look, some people are looking at the Knicks right now, right? And they're looking at the season that we've had. And after the season that we've had, admittedly, it was better than most people expected it to be. 50 wins? Yeah, definitely better than anybody expected it to be. Number two seed? Absolutely. I can understand that. When fully healthy, if things go right, we can make it back to the Eastern Conference semifinals, all the way to the Eastern Conference finals. I get that. So if you're saying one or two pieces, yes. But one or two pieces needs to be a star. It has to be a star. Because if you don't get a star with one or two of those pieces, then if it's a role player or two, then ask yourself, is a role player or two all you need to make this team a championship team? Because I don't think so. You need a star. You might need one of these players. Maybe not exactly one of these players, but at least an all-star or a superstar. You need that level to take this Knicks team from here to here. We all see it. We all understand it. And it's not a knock to what we've done this season. What we've done this season is showcase that we're so much closer to the goal than nobody thought we were. Maybe some people thought we were years away from the Eastern Conference Finals, but we showed this season we're this close. We're this close from the NBA Finals. Nobody thought we were going to be there, but you have to add the right star. And I think if a Giannis type of player is available, that's the right star. But if apart from that player is not available, then you look at fit. And then if you're looking at fit, look at this list. There's only a couple of people here, two in my opinion, unless you're adding Giannis, that really fit the Knicks right now and what we're trying to do. And I think, honestly, we all have to admit that to ourselves and come to grips with that. Because when Tom Thibodeau is your coach, when you're getting older in this league, when you're talking about being a high-level conditioned player and being able to play high-level minutes, under Tom Thibodeau, you're going to need to be that. So you're going to need to target players that fit that, that's not going to take away from Jalen Brunson, from Julius Randle, unless that player is Giannis. Chat gang, I see you. Let's keep it going here. Let's keep it going here, chat gang. John Rover says, how about Dylan Brooks or Miles Bridges? Ugh, Miles Bridges? Let me answer that one very easily. Hell no. Hell no. No to Miles Bridges. I don't care about talent. I don't care. New York media and fans would destroy that man. I'm also somebody with values as well. There is no way, knowing what I know, that I would want anything to do with that man. He can stay in Charlotte. He can go to some other team, whatever the case may be. Why he's still even in the league, honestly, in my opinion, is a question mark. Because out of everything that we know now, I'm good on that. You guys can talk about all you want to in the chat. I don't want to entertain that. It's toxic to the locker room and toxic to the culture. You got to remember, basketball and championships, they're not only won with the talent you have on the court. It's your locker room. It's the culture that you're building, your identity. You take anything away from that, are you really building a championship contender? None of those guys do it for me. Not one of them. Dylan Brooks is a no, and so is Miles Bridges for me. Let's keep it going here. Miami says Giannis would be a great centerpiece with the right players around him. Brunson can be the role player along with the other role players on the Knicks. I can see that. I think that if Giannis came here, just probably based off of his stature, he might be the centerpiece. But I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to be a duo of a centerpiece between Giannis and Jalen. Because to their credit, they both do things extremely well. Giannis, to his credit, controls so many defenders when he's running down the lane that basically the other side of the court is open for anybody to do anything. To go into the paint, to shoot, to sit down on the court and drink a glass of water. That's how open you're going to be with Giannis running down the paint, running down the court, opening up the lanes. I mean, we all saw that. So I can understand that. I think they would kind of put them both in that center position, though. I think it would be Giannis and Jalen. And I think Giannis would want it that way. That's the type of superstar that he is. He's a humble superstar. And what is Jalen Brunson? A humble superstar as well, too. So you put them both together, it's perfect for the Knicks right now and what we're trying to build. That's a perfect culture setter right there, having those two leading the ship. That's just my opinion on it, but thanks to the chat gang. I appreciate you guys. You're lighting it up right now. Poor James. Poor James, though. He is getting lit up in the chat continuously. Your own fault. You did join a Knicks community space. I mean, I don't feel sorry for you, but you did it at your own belief that you could do it. So no sorries over there. But let's keep it going here because I want to go through this list some more. I want to go. Oh. Well, I wanted to go through the list till I saw the next player on that list. Paul George. Why does he keep coming up? What? In every single thing that I'm doing for Dream Targets and everything, he keeps coming up. Paul George again. Am I the only one that has noticed what this man has done over his career? Because I understand fit-wise, Paul George fits. Skill set-wise, he fits. Two-way player. I understand it. Does getting older in this league fit? Everybody's going to point out his magical Cinderella season he had last year where he played a lot of games. I forget, 70 games, 71 games, something like that? Great. Fool's gold. You think he's going to do that again? You think he does that under Tom Thibodeau? I say this so many times, people still don't understand it. Do you think playing 48 minutes or 40 minutes or 38 minutes under Tom Thibodeau is the same under any other head coach? The amount that Thibodeau demands on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, you think Paul George could survive? You think his knees are surviving a whole season of Tom Thibodeau? Is he the right fit? Maybe 5-6 years ago he was, but right now, Paul George is not the right fit. And the cost, why would we be doing it? Because even if people tell me he could opt in and we could trade for him, so you're trading for a rental. You're okay with trading assets for a rental. And then people want to say, oh, but we'll resign him. It's okay. We'll give him more money. You're going to give him more money? That's the excuse? Trade for him. He's not a rental. And then, oh, it's okay. We're going to pay him more? Because a player like that, he gets better as he ages in the league, right? I am so good on Paul George. I don't want him. Don't want to see him on my team. I am so happy, actually, that last season he went like this and he said, excuse me, I would like an extension before you trade me to New York. And then Leon did the best boss move I could ever ask for. You want a what? I'm good. Bye. You can stay with the Clippers. And I hope he continues to stay with the Clippers. What has he done? Legitimately, what has he done that makes so many people want Paul George? What has he done throughout his entire career? What has he done that makes people think he's the second coming of Kevin Durant? No on every front for Paul George. He does not help this Knicks team get better because the way you help us is availability. And I just don't feel he'll be available enough, especially as he gets older in this league. I'm good on Paul George. But you know what? Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm the one that's looking at this a little wrong. Maybe you guys in the chat gang feel a little bit differently. So tell me then, do you guys want Paul George? You want his aging superstar player self in this team with the Knicks? Is that what you want? Let me know in the chat, gang. Light it up because I'm about to read some more comments. Appreciate all you guys. We have 248 people in here on a Friday afternoon. You guys are at work watching me get upset and scream at some of these other commenters, some of these other...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Ideas and some of these other trade scenarios that the Knicks have to go into. So to each and every one of you guys, thank you. I appreciate you. You guys could be anywhere right now, legitimately anywhere. And you are choosing to be here with me to listen to me talk about all of these potential dream targets and realistic targets. So I appreciate that. And we're about to hit about almost 1K in viewership, and we haven't even been on for about 30 minutes. Guys, the love and the support, I see it, I feel it, and I love it. If you want to show more support, we also have a merch store as well. Definitely go over to the merch, my God, I can't even talk today, so hype. The merch store, go over there and make sure you get your merch. You can support the show and everything we have going on, all the special guests that we're going to get and everything like that, so I really do appreciate that. But back to the chat, gang. Let's keep it going because you guys have it locked and live. Let's get it to 3. I want to get it to 300. Hopefully, we can get it there soon. But I wanted to get it to 300 viewers. Let's see if we can push it to the pace. Let's go. All right. Going to the comments here. James is still in the chat, gang. James is a warrior. Listen, you may be a Nets fan, but you gained a little bit of respect. All of the comments been thrown at you. And you still stuck around? All right, man. You're getting a little respect. John says they can send Paul to Chicago and LaVine to the Clippers. I guess that's a conversation going on between you guys. We'll talk about that in a second. Iri says he needs to retire before coming to New York because he'd fall apart in the Holland Tunnel. Iri, I love that comment, Iri. That's a good comment, Iri. That's one of my favorite comments of the day. Shout out to you. Is he wrong, though? Is he saying something incorrect? Is Paul George not fragile? I know this one season makes us all think, oh, he can go. He can play every single game. No, he can't. This one season made all of us blind, or at least some of us blind. But the real ones, we already know what the case is. He misses games. A lot of games. And when he does show up in certain games, does he really show up? Is he really the player you want? Is he really the superstar that fits this team? I'll let you guys answer that. Let's keep it going here. I believe that is Britton says, we might as well keep Bogey. Otis says no. So I'm guessing saying no to Paul George. I appreciate that. Isaac Smith says, if I'd sign a backup point guard, there's one in Golden State. Okay. All right. I hear that. Antoine says, Holly. Sorry about that. Holly says, I like Paul George, but not at the contract and his age. That's the whole thing. If we're talking about Paul George from 6 or 7 years ago, then yeah, we can talk about it like that. I have no problem, but that's not what we're talking about. That's not even the skill set he has anymore. He has a whole different skill set because he's an older, aging player. So we have to consider that. I understand people who used to love Paul George. I used to be a fan of him too, but not now, not for my team, not trading away significant assets for him. That doesn't make sense. Iri says PG is not a winner. Say it again. I'll repeat that comment one more time. Iri, who has been leaving so many good comments as of late, PG is not a winner. He's not. Look at this list. They're full of winners. Would you consider Paul George to be one of them? Because for me, no, I wouldn't. As this graphic is up, let's read some more comments here. Colby says, oh, hell to the no. Britton says, no, sir. Jason says PG is a solid fit, but he's over the hill. Thank you very much. That's the case. iRise is keeping the chat game alive for me, saying Knicks recap, we outside. Let's get them likes up for the homie Troy. I appreciate all you guys. I see you. I see you guys. We here. I see you guys in the comments, man. Hit the like button for the algorithm. You see, my guys know. My chat audience knows. One of the smartest chat groups on YouTube. I know that for a fact. Love you guys and appreciate you guys. Thank you. Let's see here. We got Carlo saying, I prefer Caitlin Clark to PG. Thank you. I needed that laugh. All right. I'm not going to cook you anymore, Paul George. I think it's clear from me, the fan base, and everybody else. PG, we're good. We're good on you. Stay with the Clippers. Stay on that side. We don't need you. Let's go some more of these dream candidates and see who else makes the list here. Donovan Mitchell. So we got my man Donovan Mitchell on the list. Spider Mitchell. You know what? And I got to get the infamous red cup for this because nobody knows what's in the red cup. Only recap knows. Spider, for me, has gone from number one last year to number three this year. Everybody who watched the channel, you know my list. So a lot of you guys who are new, shout out to you guys. You're going to hear it for the first time right now. Mikal Bridges, number one. Devin Booker, number two. Donovan Mitchell, number three. And by the way, shout out to the chat gang. We have just hit 1,000 viewers and we have not even been on the stream for even 40 minutes now. You guys are absolutely insane. Appreciate you guys. We're going to keep it going. And I really, truly love each and every single one of you for coming out on a Friday on this stream and getting on this stream and making sure I know and I see your presence here because I really appreciate you guys. There's no recap without you guys. So thank you guys. But going back again, like I said, with Spider Mitchell now, he's three on my list for a reason. Jalen Brunson broke out this year, turned into a superstar this year, and it makes you question things. You look at the backcourt now and you think, does Mikal Bridges fit better there? Or does Donovan Mitchell fit better there? Now, I can make the argument for both. A lot of people kill Spider, and I want to take that out of the way right now. I'm a Donovan Mitchell fan. I think he fits this Knicks team like a glove. So well, because I think the backcourt with him and Jalen Brunson would go off. Nobody stops that. Tell me a defender in the NBA right now. Tell me one of them or a duo that can stop Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson in the backcourt. Don't worry. I'll wait and I'll drink some water in the process as well. I just revealed what was in the cup. Well, everybody knows now. Secret's out of the bag. Anyways, going back to it. Donovan Mitchell right now, as his current skill set is, would be balling with Jalen Brunson in that backcourt. The problem is cost. Because as it was reported, the cost for potentially a Donovan Mitchell trade is potentially three first-round picks, Dante DiVincenzo, and Bojan Bogdanovic. And potentially, that might not only be the things that the Cavaliers ask for. They might ask for some second rounders. They might ask for Deuce McBride. Who knows what they could ask for? They could ask for the sun and the stars right now because they think they have the leverage. Newsflash, they don't. Donovan Mitchell, if he doesn't sign an extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers, he is gone. They are not going to keep him for another season to see what he's going to do in free agency. That doesn't make sense because he could walk. And if he walks, what happens? They lost him for nothing? That's what's going to happen? I don't think that anybody, especially in Cleveland, wants to see that happen. They would rather trade him and try to recoup some assets. So then you got to ask yourself, who are the trade partners they're going to look at? There are a lot of teams out there, the Lakers, the Miami Heat. I'm sure even though the Knicks have not been rumored to be one of the teams involved or interested in Donovan Mitchell, I'm sure he would still be one of the teams because Donovan Mitchell and the Knicks have always been linked. They're always together. By the way, a couple of days ago, I think, he was spotted in Queens. And for somebody in the chat that asked me where I'm from, I'm from Queens, Queens, New York. Yes, I am. Shout out to the borough. I appreciate all my guys and all the listeners who are part of Queens as well, too. But absolutely, Donovan Mitchell, he was spotted there. Why? Because he loves New York. So you don't have to sell me or sell anybody on the fact that Donovan wants to be in New York and he wants to be in Nick. There's nothing disputing that. The only thing now is he the right fit anymore, given from what we've seen from this Knicks team this season? We saw a hobbled Knicks team get the second seed. We saw a hobbled Knicks team take the Pacers all the way to the Eastern Conference semifinals, game seven. When healthy, we all believe we would have been to the Eastern Conference finals. So when you have that situation happen, if you're Leon Rose, you're taking a step back and you're looking at the roster, you're thinking to yourself, does Donovan fit anymore? Because the Knicks used to be the team that when any star was available, got to pick up that phone and call, got to see who's available. How can I get that star on this team? But after this year, we're not that team anymore. When healthy, we're a legit contender. That's eye-opening. We didn't think we could be here this fast. But once you get here, you have to update what your moves are going to be. You're not going after every star anymore. You're going after the right fit. Donovan Mitchell used to be the right fit. Jalen Brunson became a superstar right before our eyes. He took away the fit. Because now, you don't really necessarily need Donovan. Could the Knicks still use Donovan? Absolutely. He can still fit, but the fit isn't as perfect anymore because of Jalen Brunson. And I'm not trying to hate on Jalen. I'm happy for Jalen. I'm happy Jalen took a step forward and became a superstar this year. I thought he was becoming a superstar before he turned into one this season. Because the year before that, that series against Miami, that superstar bell was ringing then. And he just went ahead and doubled down on the... He just went ahead and doubled down on it this past season. We all saw it. So because of that, the Knicks have changed their plans a little bit. And that's why I think when they're looking in the draft, when they're looking for different players to trade for, when they're looking at all these different things, what are they considering? They're considering fit right now. Nothing else. We all heard that potentially the Knicks were looking to trade their number 24 and number 25 pick. But then Ian Begley came out and he said, no. The Knicks are actually looking to keep one of those picks in the first round, draft the player that fills a void. I don't know why that article doesn't have enough, or at least more attention, I should say, because those are updates nobody are talking about right now. Those are draft discussions that we normally have no insight on. The Knicks want to draft the player to fill the void and then use their other picks to potentially package them for a star or an impactful player. But if that's the case, you got to ask yourself who that star is going to be. It's likely not going to be Donovan Mitchell because the fit is no longer there. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys think there is a fit there. Maybe you guys think that Donovan Mitchell should be the number one priority come this offseason. Let me know in the comments right now because I want to hear from you guys. I got to go to the chat gang real quick. And by the way, for anybody watching this on the replay gang, if you ask yourself, do I watch the replay? Do I look at what you guys are saying in the comments at that point in time? Obviously, I have to. Of course I do, because I respect everybody who gives their time up to watch this stream. So thanks and shout out to all you guys. But let's go to the chat gang and see what they have to say about Donovan Mitchell. All right, let's see here. Oh, so we got JM says South Jamaica. My guy, South Jamaica, Queens, stand up, baby. I love to see my guys from Queens in the chat. Salute to you, my brother. I appreciate you. Let's keep it going. We got John from Far Walkaway, Queens. My guy, Queens in the building. Stand up. Drop some hearts in the chat. If you from Queens, stand up, Queens. Appreciate you. No knock to any other borough. No knock. Love Brooklyn. Love the Bronx. Obviously, love all my people in Long Island. Love all my people in Queens because that's where I'm from. Y'all already got to know, man. When it comes to the Knicks, when it comes to the boroughs, I don't care where you're from. You could be from Brazil. I don't care. It's all about here and your fandom over here. And as long as you're Knicks like that, you're cool with me. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. Let's keep it going, though. We got Miami saying, would love to get Portis back. Wow. SNY. Oh, that's my guy, State. He's like, where the link? What's going on here? state. This is not one of those chats. I know for you, you got the StreamYard thing going on where you have a link that you give out to all of your potential people. They go out and they chat with you on the stream. That's what you do. I think what you call it is a round table. Shout out to my guy, State. If you don't know him, he is one of the big dogs on Twitter. Go ahead and definitely subscribe to his channel. He has one on YouTube. And make sure you're subscribing to him and following him on all the apps like X, Instagram, everything like that. He does the roundtable discussions with a lot of fans, a lot of other content creators. He does that. This particular live stream is not for that. But newsflash, or spoiler alert, I should say, when it comes to the Knicks and those content creator streams, they're coming back. They're called Knicks Live, and they're coming back very, very, very soon. I have a very special guest coming back for that. And during those type of shows, we're going to have a round table with all of the fans. But obviously, I'm going to do it in my unique way and put my spin on it. But let's keep it going here. Shout out to my guy, State, though. I appreciate it.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
I appreciate him being in the building. That's my guy. Let's keep it going here. I Rise, my guy Troy, one of the realists to do it. I appreciate you, my guy. Let's keep it going here. Big Dave says, Jersey in the house. Appreciate you, my guy. Again, I don't care where you're from. As long as you bleed orange and blue, you're cool with me. Appreciate you. Queens be the best, B. I agree with that. Shout out to Knicks Nation. South Ozone Park in the house. Shout out to Britain. Appreciate you, my guy. Otis says, Harlem in the building. Love my people from Harlem. Shout out to you guys. Bricks Nation says, Mikal Bridges or just run it back. Ooh. And then we got Brooklyn outside. We with it. Appreciate you guys as well. Bricks Nation with the Mikal Bridges aspect of it. You know what? We were waiting to go there because we had the Donovan Mitchell conversation. But since you mentioned it, since you mentioned Mikal Bridges, I think it makes a lot of sense to jump into there and go ahead and do that. So let's jump into it real quick. Mikal Bridges, you know he's on the list. And of course, we got to talk about him. So Mikal, for me, and every single person watching this stream who is a fan of this channel, you guys know, Mikal Bridges is my guy. The number one pick for you to go out if you're the Knicks to get him on this team, because that makes you a championship contender. A lot of people don't think that. A lot of people don't believe that. And maybe it's because you're not hearing my scenario of it. The only way the Knicks are a championship contender with Mikal Bridges on this team is if they get Mikal Bridges without interfering with the core, without breaking them up. That means you keep OG, you keep Julius, you keep Jalen, you keep Dante, you keep Hart, you keep Isaiah Hartenstein. If you can keep all of those players and get Mikal Bridges, by the way, it's possible. It is absolutely possible, by the way. But if they can do that and swing that trade, that team, once it's all said and done, is an NBA Finals contender each and every year. That's not even a joke. On paper, you can see that. Jalen, OG, Julius Randle, Mikal Bridges, and Ihart as your starting five. And if Thibs runs an eight-man rotation, Deuce, Dante, and Hart. What? If it's nine-man, Mitchell Robinson off the bench. What? If it's not Mitchell Robinson, they draft a rookie, and they play that rookie off the bench. Oh. Oh, it is possible. That's right. It's possible to get what you want without having to destroy everything. And that's why, for me, Mikal Bridges is the target. There is nobody else. There can't be anybody else. He is the guy. He is the number one guy to target because Mikal Bridges fits everything we're trying to do. Who's a high-level defender that's a star? Mikal. Who doesn't make superstar money right now? Mikal. Who can score when you need him to? It's a tough question. Oh, Mikal. Mikal. So Mikal is the perfect trade fit right now for this team. But see, here's the thing. I want Mikal, right? But I want him at the right cost. If we're going to give up the farm to get Mikal Bridges, I'm out. Because I'm not going to do that. Because it doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, why am I going to do that? And that brings us to the most important part of the stream right now. Going into something that really, honestly, is going to bother you. You want to know why? It bothered me. We're going to talk about Mikal Bridges, but we're going to talk about one of those Bleacher Report articles that gets my blood boiling, that gets me so angry that it just doesn't make sense. So apologies in advance, but we're going there. So shout out to the chat gang, because I know you're going to get live when I drop this one from Bleacher Report right here. So shout out to Bleacher Report. Every NBA team's dream trade target. Nothing out of the ordinary over here, right? They named Mikal Bridges as that player. Nothing out of the ordinary over here, right? Right? And then they say this. This is Mikal Bridges' third appearance on this list and the location he'd likely prefer to end up most on, with the New York Knicks, obviously. The Knicks have made their type known. Players like OG Anunoby and Josh Hart are premier defenders with incredible basketball IQ who never take plays off. The same can be said about Bridges. Everything okay right now, right? No issues. We're all on the same page. Here's where everything goes left. A trade based around Bridges and Julius Randle would make sense, as the Nets would want win now pieces in return. By the way, that makes no sense. None. Zero. Because the Nets owner just came out and said, I don't want to win now. I want to build a contender for the future. So already we're onto a wrong foot. We're onto the wrong steps already. We're falling off the cliff already as we go. But it doesn't matter. As we're falling off the cliff, he's still continuing to write. And this is his justification for wanting to make this trade surrounded around Mikal and Julius Randle. My goodness. So as we continue here, and shout out to Britton who says, yo, Troy, I'm about to go. Just tell Leon, hire Mikel's mom. Shout out for you for the super chat as well, man. I appreciate you, my brother. If you want to get your comment read as fast as possible, definitely hit up the super chats to make sure you get your comment read. Because sometimes, otherwise, I might miss it. I do try to go to the chat gang as much as possible, but you know how it is with the super chats. If you hit on one of those, I'm definitely going to go in and definitely read one of your comments. Excuse me. But going back to Bleacher Report and this crazy trade here, a starting five of Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Bridges, Anunoby, Ihart, and Mitchell Robinson, with Hart as the sixth man, might be the toughest, most physical in the league. Yeah, but so would Julius Randle. And if I changed that a little bit and I switched it to Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, and Ihart, that sounds even scarier. That sounds like a team that is running through the entire league. So if that's what we're talking about here, then what are you talking about? Why would you even create an article like this that has the Knicks trading away Julius Randle for Mikal Bridges? It just doesn't make sense. Who's the better player? Is it not Randle? So why are we giving him up? Why would we be giving up Julius Randle to get Mikal Bridges? That doesn't make the Knicks better, in my opinion. It makes us worse. It does. You're trying to hope and pray that when Mikal gets here, he might be able to fill the role of Julius Randle. He can't. Not many players around the league can do that. You're going to be asking so much of him, and he can't already show up with Brooklyn. If he can't show up with Brooklyn, what makes you think he's going to be able to be the number two right behind Jalen Brunson? That doesn't make sense. Villanova connections don't make up for everything. That is a crazy trade scenario. You want the Knicks to give up Julius Randle for Mikal Bridges because it's a win now move? And the Nets don't even want to win now. I get Bleacher Report wanting to create content, wanting to create controversy, because clearly controversy sells. But in my opinion, for me, this was nasty work. Nasty work. Because they probably hear a lot of the things that are going on around social media, around all these other platforms. And they know the Knicks want Mikal Bridges. But at what cost? If it's at Randle's cost, do you still want Mikal Bridges? Because for me, and I think I speak for a lot of Knicks fans out there, the answer to that is no. Mikal is either added to this team as a piece to help what we're trying to build, or Mikal is gone. We're not even considering him. Because if it's Randle for Mikal, then I don't want Mikal then. There's no reason to talk about it. We need to get Mikal added, not break up the core to add Mikal. It doesn't make sense. Bleacher Report with one of the most outrageous trades I've ever seen in my entire life, reading trades about Mikal Bridges here for a Julius Randle. And I'm sure that trade has picks in it. I'm sure that trade has the Knicks giving up picks for it. Imagine that.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.